I'd like to welcome everybody to my podcast, man. I am your gracious host, Phoenix Rising. And in today's podcast, man, I want to talk about my experience in Puerto Rico, man. My experience in Puerto Rico, I recently came back from a trip from Puerto Rico. And, you know, it really wasn't everything I thought it would be. You know what I mean? I thought Puerto Rico would be different. I thought it would be more, you know what I'm saying? If you go into another country other than the United States, I thought it would be more cultured. You know what I'm saying? It's cultured, but it's very Americanized. And, you know, some things that I envisioned Puerto Rico being like, you know, the food and the atmosphere and the, you know, would be very, very like, you know, like cultured and not so Americanized. So me and my queen, we went to Puerto Rico. We took a vacation to Puerto Rico for 6 days. I said this in my previous podcast episode. There was a little short thing podcast I wanted to do, you know what I'm saying? And this one's gonna be a little bit more elaborate and detailed on my experience in Puerto Rico. So we get into Puerto Rico on a Saturday, and off rip, we overpaid for a taxi ride. The guy charged us for a 6-minute ride from the airport to our hotel. Now we went to San Juan. Know what I'm saying? San Juan, Puerto Rico. So the airport to the hotel, the guy charges $25. Now, mind you, there was no meters in the taxis. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking when we get in this taxi, it's going to have a meter. So when I get in the taxi, I see there's no meter, like no money meter or anything like that in the taxi. So we get out and I'm thinking the ride's going to be like $15. And the guy said $25. And off rip, I knew that we got fucking ripped off. You know what I'm saying? I never thought about taking the time to see if they had Ubers in Puerto Rico, which they do. And that's the only time we took a taxi, is when we actually went into Puerto Rico. You know what I'm saying? That's the only time we took a taxi. So that's the only time it happened. But when we did take an Uber from, you know, the airport to our hotel in an Uber, it only cost us $5. So right there, you know, those guys are making a killing. For people who don't know, that you should check and see if they have Ubers if you're going to another country. So that's the first thing you want to do, man. If you decide on going to Puerto Rico, make sure that you get a Uber. You know what I'm saying? The taxi guys are going to try to rip you off and make extra money. You know what I mean? And you're going to end up paying way more. So first night we get into Puerto Rico, you know what I'm saying? We slept in, of course, because we got in kind of late. You know what I'm saying? I think we got into Puerto Rico around 1 a.m., 12 a.m. or something like that at night. So it wasn't really much time. No. We got into Puerto Rico around 11 o'clock, something like that. And we got something to eat. I got a chicken chimichanga. It was pretty, I thought it was all right. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't the best. And that next morning, I woke up and I started feeling sick to my stomach. I ended up throwing up the next day. You know what I'm saying? Puerto Rico, you know what I'm saying, is very, 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 it's not like super hot, you know what I'm saying, but it's very fucking humid. You know what I mean? It's like humid. Like, there's like, we had the ocean view. We was right next to the ocean, and you can go to the ocean 24 hours, you know what I'm saying. The hotel where we were at was pretty quiet, you know what I'm saying. There was a hotel, you know, behind us that was, you know, music and people going in and out constantly, and our hotel was pretty dead, man. I got to say, that was like the worst hotel I ever seen or ever been in. Like, they had a bar and everything, and It was never used. Like, half the time, you didn't even see employees, like, working. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what was up with this hotel, but it wasn't nothing popping in this hotel. Like, it was the boringest, plain, quietest hotel I ever been in my life. Like, it was nothing going on. I mean, they had flat screen TVs at the lobby. They had a bar, nice sit-down bar down at the lobby, and it was never used. Like, I'd never seen that like this. They never had anybody at the counters half the time. like, this hotel, I don't know. And our stay in the hotel, like, I'm thinking, like, you know what I mean? I'm thinking, like, I'm going to get the best sleep of my life going to Puerto Rico, the ocean. And that's what I'm thinking, like, ocean. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get the best sleep, you know what I'm saying? And my sleep was horrible the whole time I was on vacation. Like, we stayed for 6 days, and I think I got maybe one night of good sleep, and that was the day before we left. Like, my sleep was awful. The hotel was nice, but it was decent, but it was very moist. Like, they had a lot of moisture in the hotel. Like, things were getting like moist and damp, like our clothes and the bed was getting, like, very damp. You know, I guess that was coming from, you know, the moisture from the ocean and the air conditioner. You know what I'm saying? So that was another issue. What else about Puerto Rico? The differences between, like, Puerto Rico and the United States, I automatically see that, you know, it was nonstop, 24/7 noise. Like, noisy all the fucking time. I mean, people with their dogs all over the place, kids crying all the time, people honking their horns. I mean, this is like 24/7 music playing. I mean, 24/7. Like, you know how in the United States, you know, after a certain time, you know, people, like, shut down at around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Things start to get quiet, you know what I'm saying? Most areas, you know what I'm saying? Like, things start to chill because people have respect for people who have to get up and work early in the morning. Well, not in Puerto Rico. That shit is just like 24/7 party, like, all the time. And it wasn't what I thought it would be, man. Like, you know what I mean? These are just some of the negatives. I'm gonna get to the positives in a minute. Know what I mean? It felt like being in Puerto Rico felt like I was in a tuna can. It felt like I was in a tuna can. What I mean by that is, like, it felt like everybody was on top of each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, the sidewalks are narrow. There's no room to walk. Like, know what I mean? If you see somebody coming down the sidewalk, like, definitely if you see two people coming down the sidewalk, there's no room to, like, even move over. I mean, if you see two people walking on the sidewalk, a lot of times you had to get in the street. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, get in the street in order to continue where you were going. Like, you had to actually get in the street. Like, the sidewalks are narrow. The streets are narrow. I seen vehicles, like, the streets being so narrow, like, the side streets being so narrow that vehicles had to drive on the sidewalk in order to get by other vehicles. Like, it's very, very cramped. You know what I'm saying? It's very cramped. If, like I said, it felt like everybody was on top of each other. It's not a lot of room. Yeah, man, it was just, you know, it was not the experience I thought it would be in Puerto Rico. You know what I mean? Now, as far as the food, it was awful. You know what I'm saying? The food was awful. I'm not gonna front. The food was fucking awful. Like I said, the first night we got there, you know what I mean? I got the chicken chimichanga, which was okay, but I ended up getting sick the next day. You know what I'm saying? And then me and my queen, we went to the mall, ordered some food. I got the Apollo, I think it's called Apollo Chicken. And that was decent. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't like, you know, oh man, this shit is just so... It was just okay. Like, you know, I thought it would be more flavorful, more homemade type thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, No, it was just okay. And it came with like some rice and some, what else did I get with it? I think it came with some black beans or something like that. That was okay. That was okay. You know what I'm saying? That was probably the best, actually the best food we had, which was crazy, is in Chili's. Sad to say, the best food we had was in, when we went to Chili's. And the next day, we went to Chili's and we got some drinks, got drunk. You know what I mean? Queen tore me up. I'm not a drinker. You know what I'm saying? So it don't take much for me to get drunk. And we went to Chili's, got some drinks. We got drunk, but the food was really good at Chili's. But it's sad because, you know, you think you go to another country and you're going to taste authentic, like, Puerto Rican food, authentic Spanish food, you know what I'm saying? I thought I was gonna get that, but nah, the food was just, it was blah, awful. Like I said, the best food we had was in Chili's. Then so we did some shopping the third day, you know what I'm saying? We went and did some shopping. Went to, I don't remember the places, these places that we went to, but we went downtown. I think it was in Old San Juan. We went downtown there and did some shopping for some souvenirs and stuff like that. But towards the end, we got some more food. Like, we wanted to try everything Puerto Rico had to offer. We got some Alfredo. My queen got the chicken Alfredo. I got the Alfredo without any chicken or anything on it. That was awful. Like, it was all soupy and runny. We ended up like getting our money back for that, you know what I'm saying, because it was that bad. Like oh man, it was just so much, man. I think I'm gonna have to visit San Juan, Puerto Rico. I think I'm gonna have to visit another area that's not a tourist attraction to probably get a better feel for Puerto Rico. I mean, but the 6 days that we were there, I mean, it wasn't nothing. It just didn't live up to what I thought it would be. You know what I'm saying? I was expecting, like, you know, everything to be made fresh and flavorful and making these amazing dishes, and it was nothing like that. It was nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? What else, man? Like I said, it's loud. You know, that's something that was like, it was nice. I couldn't even sleep. It was so loud. And there was kids. Like, when we went to the mall, I don't know the name of these places, but we went to the mall and it was like, it was kids everywhere. It was like little Chihuahua dogs in the mall. I'm like, they let dogs in the mall here? Like, like animals? These weren't like specialty dogs, like blind eye seeing dogs or anything like that, or, you know, those, the dogs you need for like a medical, like if you have a certain type of medical attention, you know what I mean? They was just regular dogs, and it was dogs running around and all over the place, and everything seemed to be out of, like, nothing was in order. Like, you know how you go to a building or a mall in the United States and everything is like, all of the restaurants in a certain area, all the shopping places are in a certain area. Like, everything was just all over the place. You know what I'm saying? And, how people, you know, attitudes there was like, it was like, everybody was just so loosey-goosey. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, kids running all over the place in the mall, and dogs all over the place, little Chihuahua dogs all over the place and shit like that. Like, I'm dead ass. Like, it was Chihuahua dogs all over the place. You know what I'm saying? And it was around Halloween, so, you know, people wearing costumes. That was another thing that shocked me, that people were celebrating Halloween in Puerto Rico. Like, I'm like, what the hell? I thought that was just a fucking United States type shit. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, what the fuck? They're celebrating you know, American holidays. I'm like, I mean, I thought Puerto Rico would have like their own type of like holidays that they celebrate, you know, that's coming from their own culture, you know. I didn't expect them to be celebrating fucking Halloween on, you know, United States, you know, holidays and shit. So that was kind of odd to me in a way, you know. But the best thing we really had, like, as far as, like, you know, something was the water. The water was really good. And that's sad to say. Yo, man, I'm telling you, man, like, it's nothing I thought it would be. Those are the negatives. But I'm going to get to the positives. There was some positives, man. There were some positives. The scenery. The scenery is fucking beautiful. I mean, it's like being in Miami. You know what I'm saying? Puerto Rico reminds me a lot of Miami. You know what I mean? Scenery is beautiful. Palm trees and coconuts and, you know what I'm saying? Just the scenery is beautiful. And when there was a breeze, you know what I mean? You know, that's what made it very, very comfortable to be in Puerto Rico. You know what I'm saying? When it was breezy out, it was beautiful. You know what I mean? But the most of the time we were there, it rained and then it was weird. It, like, it would rain for a little bit and then stop. Rain for a little bit and then stop. Like, the weather was very inconsistent. Like, it would rain, stop, and then we'll have some days where it'll be sunny. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time it was like rainy and kind of like humid. Like, the only breeze we really got was when we were in the hotel on the balcony. You know what I'm saying? That's when you caught a really nice, beautiful breeze. But when we're here on the ocean, near the ocean, it was humid. And I can't do humid. You know what I mean? I could take heat, but I can't take heat and humidity. That shit don't mix together with me. You heard? Like, I can't do it. But scenery was beautiful. You know what I'm saying? The scenery was beautiful. Palm trees, like I said, you can't go wrong with the scenery like that. Ocean, beautiful crisp, clean ocean water, palm trees. I mean, beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful, beautiful. Another thing I like too as well. When we went out to restaurants, like, people didn't judge. Like, here in America, you know what I'm saying? If you so-called African-American, they judge you when you go into these restaurants here in America, 9 times out of 10, because the whole notion is that we don't tip, you know what I'm saying? And I worked in restaurants for 20-plus years, so we tip, you know what I'm saying? But that's the, you know, people are very judgmental in the United States. Americans are very judgmental of other Americans. You know what I'm saying? Like to judge people before they even get to know somebody. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's one of the things I hate when I go out to eat, is because, you know, I'm coming out to eat and I'm coming to your establishment to give you business, and automatically off the rip, you're thinking, I'm not going to tip. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, of the people judging so-called African Americans, you know, for not tipping. And I tip. And if you give me good service, I tip pretty well. You know what I mean? I had a situation not too long ago. We went out to eat and this dude didn't give us the service that we were looking for, you know what I'm saying? He didn't come to our table, never came back to our table, just had us waiting. We had menus, but we were ready to order, but he never came back. And another waiter came and asked if, you know, he came back to, you know, to see if, you know what I'm saying, if we need anything or we were ready to order. I'm like, no, I don't know where this guy is at. We were telling him, we don't know where this guy is at. So that guy ended up working our table in his side of the restaurant. Now, mind you, that wasn't even his side of the restaurant. His side of the restaurant was on the other side. And he came all the way over to assist us and take our order and bring our food out. Know what I mean? I am tipping him like $50. You know what I'm saying? For that. Know what I mean? Because I felt like, you know, he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to come way over to our side and make sure we were good and So I said, all right, then I'm just going to give him 25 what I would have gave him, and then another 25 for, you know, because he working the other side. He working two sides, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I did. But that's what I like about going to Puerto Rico. Now, I mean, nobody judged, you know what I'm saying? We went out to eat. They didn't look at us like, you know, they're not going to tip or anything like that. They just looked at us like another customer. That's one of the things I like about going out to eat in Puerto Rico. You know what I mean? Nobody was being judgmental. You know what I'm saying? So, let's see. The scenery, the people. Yeah, the people. The people were very nice. You know what I mean? For the most part. Very informative. You know, we take Ubers and people would give us, you know, pointers and tips on where to go to eat, where to go hang out and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Ended up bumping to a cat from New York City, you know what I'm saying? And he was from the Bronx. I think he was from the Bronx. Yeah, he was from the Bronx, and I think that he moved back to Puerto Rico or something like that. And I ended up tipping him like $20 on top of his Uber fee, because he gave us great places to go to eat and go hang out and stuff like that. He was real cool brother. What else, man? Like I said, the water was really good. What else, man? The people, yeah, that's what I the prices and stuff. I was like, woof, man. Cereal $8. Seen an $8 box of cereal almost $9. I'm like, damn, man. Some of this stuff is very expensive. But I kind of figured that, like, you know what I'm saying? Because they got to ship stuff. They got to ship stuff out to, you know, Puerto Rico. You know what I mean? So be mindful of that when you go, that things are going to be a bit pricey. You know what I'm saying? What else, man? What else? Yeah, like, the people, like, everybody's just courteous. You know what I mean? And that's really it, man. Like I said, I thought Puerto Rico would be something different, man. I was, my expectations were way higher, man. Way higher, man. It was like, yo, this is just some another American shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? They got McDonald's and they got Burger King and they got Chili's. It's just like, I really wanted to experience the culture. Like old school Puerto Rico, you know what I'm saying? Like old school dishes and things before things became so fast food type shit. Like, I don't know which way to put it, but yeah, man. Like I said, man. But overall, man, it felt good to, you know, get away from the States for a little bit. And you just experience, just overall experience is always a plus when you can leave the States and experience somebody else's culture. I didn't really get to experience the culture like I really wanted to, like the old school culture for real. But the overall experience was, it was good. It's always good to get out, get away from your nine to five daily grind. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean job, just, you know, the daily grind, you know, taking care of family and finding other ways to make money and hustles and paying bills and, you know, going grocery shopping and shit like that. Just the everyday family thing you have to do every day, the things that you need to do in order to survive and shit, just to get away from that, take your mind off that shit for a little bit, you know what I mean? And take a break. I believe that, you know, we all need to take a break sometime. You know what I'm saying? That we only live this life one time, this lifetime once. And like I say all the time, like, a lot of times people waste too much time on nonsense instead of, you know, putting the time and effort in itself to, you know, enjoy life, man. You know what I'm saying? Get out your city, get out your neighborhood, you know what I mean? Get out your state, you know what I'm saying? Get out your country and go experience how other people live and shit, and, you know, see how things are done elsewhere. Now, Puerto Rico is a territory in the United States, just like Guam. I would like to take a trip to Guam, but I realize how expensive it is to take a plane to Guam. Like, in order to take a trip to Guam, it probably cost $2,000 a person to take a trip to Guam. So that's on the back burner. You know what I mean? A trip to Guam. What other place that I wanted to go to? American Samoa. I wanted to take a trip to American Samoa. And that's another trip that's going to be very expensive. So that's on the back burner. Not saying that we won't do it. You know what I mean? So our next trip is going to be Mexico. We're going to go to Mexico because we're thinking about moving to Mexico. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that. There's a lot of expats in Mexico, just like there's a lot of expats in Puerto Rico. Where else? There's a lot of expats in American Samoa. What's so crazy is that, you know, I guess these islands, they have, you know, the same type of weather. I was watching this video, and this guy and his lady moved to American Samoa, and he didn't realize that, you know, the weather was so wishy-washy with the rain. You know, he didn't realize it rained so much, but then again, he said it makes sense because you have all that the trees, the palm trees, and all this beautiful forest, you know, plantation, you know, that needs water. So it makes sense, but he didn't think about that before he left. Just like when we bought the tickets to Puerto Rico, we didn't really fully research and do our research, our due diligent research. We just said, "Fuck it, let's go." You know what I'm saying? And that's the type of person I am. I don't really like doing a lot of research when I'm going to when I'm going somewhere to visit or vacation. I just like to get up and fucking go, man. Like, know what I mean? Like spontaneous type shit. You know what I'm saying? But overall, man, you know, I can't say it was an overall disaster because it wasn't. We had a good time. Spent a lot of time on the beach. Seeing those beautiful waves come off the ocean. And I never been around that much water in my life besides in the shower. Like, know what I'm saying? Back home, you know what I mean? In Buffalo, New York, we don't have no fucking like beaches and shit like that. And the water is contaminated. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't fish in the water. You can't swim in that water in lake areas. All. I don't see how anything is living in that fucking water. But there are some things that still live in that water. But, yeah. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, as far as like, 1 being the worst and 10 being the best, I give Puerto Rico like a 4. Yeah, I give it a 4. 3.5, 4. No, I mean, I'm not going to give it the worst rating because it wasn't because of the people. I mean, people were mad cool. Another thing that was crazy is like everybody trying to sell you something. Like, know what I mean? People coming up, "Hey, want you to come in for drinks," and next minute, the lady wants you to buy a rose. I don't want to buy shit after that taxi shit. Like, know what I mean? I'm like, I buy this rose. She's going to probably charge me $50 for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, overcharge like a motherfucker. They see you American, man. They see you American coming to Puerto Rico, man. Everybody trying to sell you something, man. I'm like, nah, man. Get out of here. Get out of here. Oh, no. Nah, know what I'm saying? But, the overall experience, it was good, you know what I'm saying? I ended up getting some souvenirs, got me a hat, got me one of those straw string bags with the Puerto Rican flag going, you know what I mean? A lot of people thought we were Puerto Rican and shit like that, thought we speak Spanish, but I do want to learn another language, you know what I mean? Do want to learn to speak Spanish, I do want to learn to speak French. So those are going to be some of my goals coming for the new year. You know what I mean? If we got time, I definitely want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Learn how to speak French and Spanish, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that if I knew how to speak Spanish, my experience would have been a little bit better, that I could speak the language. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, our next vacation is to Mexico because we are looking to spend a lot of time in Mexico. You know what I'm saying? Now it's on Mexico. The American dollar is worth a lot over there. You know what I'm saying? You got 50,000, you can retire in Mexico. straight like that. No, I'm not fronting none of that shit. Like, you got 50 grand in your bank account right now, you can live very, very, very comfortably in Mexico. Facts. And shit, I seen another video on YouTube, what you can get for Ghana, for 100,000 American in Ghana. It's like fucking mansion. And here in America, man, they try to overcharge you for everything, man. They overcharge you for the houses, they overcharge you for the vehicles. Nah, I mean, America, they overcharge you for everything. That's why we trying to find somewhere we can move to outside of America. And we were talking to another Uber driver from Puerto Rico. Now, I mean, he was telling us how much his rent was. Because he lived an hour outside on San Juan. And he was telling his rent's $400. I was like, damn. I can't remember the last time. I don't never remember having $400 rent. Word, man. I'm just like, yo, man. There's stories of people living in Mexico for $200 a month. American. It's just like, what the fuck are we doing? We doing something wrong. But yo, yeah, man. Like I said, if you're going to Puerto Rico and you're planning to take a trip to Puerto Rico, be prepared for the humidity. You know what I'm saying? Be prepared for it to be noisy 24/7. You know what I mean? It's going to be fucking noisy. Be prepared to be cramped in. Be prepared for the dogs all over the place. You know what I'm saying? Be prepared for lousy food. But prepare for, you know, beautiful scenery, nice people, good people, you know what I mean? And shout out to all my Puerto Rican people, man, you know what I mean? Shout out to all my peoples in Puerto Rico, you know what I'm saying, for the hospitality, appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? They're all beautiful people, you know what I'm saying? My Puerto Rican people. But, yeah, man. And be prepared for... What else did I say? Yeah, I think that's it. Scenery, the people. Yeah, and the weather. You know what I'm saying? Besides it being humid, the weather's pretty dope, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, with the rain, that was wild, though. That was fucking wild. The rain for heavy as hell, and then it stops. Rain stopped. Then it's sunny. I was like, what the fuck? But yeah, man, that's my take in this podcast episode. My vacation in Puerto Rico, man. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Yo, if you guys Spotify, please catch me in Spotify and follow me in Spotify, man. That's Phoenix Rising Podcast. Check me out on Spotify as well. Know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's my take on this podcast episode. I am your gracious host, Phoenix Rising, and I want to say peace and love to everybody. Take care. One.